Hey, Rugby Rant fans. That's right. It's another day and time for the Run, Pass, or Kick interview with a special guest for this evening. This guy is one of the young guns in the MLR. I'm so excited to bring him on the show, and it has everything to do with the fact that this guy is not only playing for my favorite team, that's right, the NOLA Gold, but he's also a Chicago rugby guy. I mean, he was locally grown and produced here in Chicago. And that's why this is a, super special episode of the Run, Pass, or Kick. And so we have with us tonight Andrew Gara from the NOLA Gold, and he is going to join the U.S. 30-man squad on their short tour to the U.K. in July. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob, how's it going? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I'm super excited. And even though I'm flying solo, I have a pretty good sneaking suspicion that I'm in pretty good hands hanging with this guy over here to my left. So we're excited, man. So for those who don't know about the Run, Pass, or Kick, who have yet to experience Run, Pass, or Kick, it works a little like this, just unique interview style. We'll prompt each question with Run, Pass, or Kick to Andrew. Andrew will go ahead and say whether he wants to run, pass, or kick the question. If he decides to run with it, it basically means that he's going to go ahead and answer the question straight up. And if you've ever seen Andrew play, that's his style, man. He doesn't fear anybody. He runs straight forward, straight ahead, and gets the contact anytime he can. But like any good rugby player, sometimes you got to make a solid pass in order to spring somebody loose from the try. And I know Andrew's not afraid to do that either. So if he decides to pass a question, it just means it's a hot topic, one that he doesn't want to touch and he wants to stay away from it. And that's okay. We're cool with that. He'll just let us know. Or he can have a little fun with us. I know a lot of forwards don't like to kick or are told not to kick maybe. But on this show, you're welcome to kick, my friend. Basically, that means you have you want to have a little fun with us, put us on the defensive, put me on the defensive, make me work a little bit. And if you kick a question to me, it simply means that I'm going to go ahead and answer in a way that I think you would answer. And of course, you can always grade me out saying I'm shite. You can say I nailed it, or you can add whatever other information you want to add. And so before we get going, I just want to thank our sponsor, the Rugby Shop, who powers Shop MLR. You can get all your MLR gear at shopmlr.com. They're just starting to trickle out some of the retro jerseys. We've seen some of them come out from some of the teams. They're really sharp. You know, on a Friday in the fall when club rugby's happening and you want to support your MLR team, you can go ahead and wear this to work. You'll still look good. You'll still stay warm. You'll look fashionable. And it really shows pretty well. And again, you can demonstrate your support to your favorite team because they look absolutely hot. So get them while you can, because I am sure they are not going to last long. So again, thank you to the rugbyshop.com who powers shopmlr.com. So with that, we're going to get straight into it. For those that don't know, like I said, Andrew is a Chicago rugby guy, born and bred. He played at Mount Carmel High School. Shout out memory to Jack Cushing. I know he was a coach of yours and an important part of your development. So he's a legend here in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a huge part of starting Illinois rugby. Right. So yeah, he's definitely a legend Illinois high school rugby. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. I mean, he was a lead figure. We all miss him. He's a great man. And definitely missed. You had all state honors. You went on to Notre Dame College. I think won a D1 AA national championship in 2017. Played the Chicago Lions Sevens teams during the summer. You were selected to a Summer Club National Sevens Championship Dream Team, which is pretty cool. Of course, entered the MLR draft and now play for the NOLA Gold. And we'll talk about the next honor in that Vita, which is being selected to play in the 30-man Eagles roster touring the UK. So we'll get into all those things as we begin here. I hope you're ready for the challenge, mate.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it going.
Okay, so being a Chicago and born and bred, like I mentioned before, Chicago-style hot dogs are a daily staple. I happened to be trolling your Facebook page And I found this. I hope this works. I'm going to pull this up. Ready?
Oh, God.
And apparently you wanted this to be made instead of a birthday cake. You wanted a hot dog pie. So Run Pastor Kick, here is my question. Isn't this kind of hot dog love a bit over the top?
I'll run with that. No, I think that video, my brother, I have an older brother, Anthony, and we always mess with him about his love for hot dogs. I've never met anyone in my life that like eats hot dogs more than that guy. And he, I think I tagged him in that. I saw it on Facebook. I thought it was ridiculous. And I just tagged him in. I was like, you got to check this out. And maybe I'll get that for him for his birthday because I think he would love that. But well, that's not over the top for hot dog love. For a guy like my brother, he absolutely loves hot dogs. So I think that fits him perfectly.
Okay. That's funny. And I think we actually, Dave Fee and I went down to watch a NOLA game down at a Southside Irish bar down there in the South Side. A couple weeks into the season, and actually ran into your brother there. So we got to share some time chilling with him. It was a lot of fun. And
yeah, no, sorry about that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have to do it again sometime when you're up in Chicago, and we'll serve him a cold hot dog pie because it looks delicious.
Yeah, it sounds real good.
All right. So while we're on the topic of Chicago, you have two teammates from Chicago, Malcolm May and Matt Harmon. Run, Pass, or Kick, did the three of you ever search out NOLA restaurants for quality Chicago-style pizza?
I'll run with that. No, we've never gone searching for it because we know that it's never going to be matched. It's not even worth the time of going and looking for it because it's not here. It's not Chicago, you know. It's a great place. Don't get me wrong. I love New Orleans, but you're not going to find a Chicago-style pizza here.
Yeah, it'd be a waste of time, wouldn't it? I mean, you can only experience Chicago-style pizza here in Chicago, right?
Only, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all respect NOLA food down there. You get your Cajun, you get your, you know, your shrimp and your crawfish boil and everything like that. But
you completely different diet than back home for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. We'll get a little bit more serious now. I don't want to spend all this time talking about food, of course. But I want to dig into something which I think is pretty important. Like I said in the intro, you started playing rugby as a freshman at Mount Carmel High School in Chicago under Jack Cushing. Run, Pass, or Kick, what made you decide to give rugby a try?
Yeah, I'll run with that. Just going back to my brother. So like I said, my brother is he's 2 years older than I am. When he went to Mount Carmel for the first time, he didn't know what sports to play. And if you know anything about Mount Carmel, Chicago people know, like, it's a huge sports place. Like, almost every – there's 700 all-boys school, and almost every single kid plays a sport. So my mom was like, Anthony, you have to play something while you're here. And they went to, like, I think it was, like, a sports fair or something like that, like, when he was a freshman. And Jack Cushing stopped them as they were walking by. And Jack Cushing talked to my mom for like 30 minutes. And my mom was like, Anthony, you're playing rugby. Because like Jack Cushing, obviously, like great guy. My mom loved talking to him. I was like, Anthony, you're going to at least try this. So going to how I got started is just because watched him play while I was in 7th and 8th grade. When I got to high school, I was like, all right, I'm going to play this for sure. And I tried it and I loved it right away. You know, like the first couple of practices, obviously very confusing. And I was like, what the hell's going on? But after playing the first game, I was like, this is something that I love. It's something like a physical sport, like physically demanding. And it was everything that I always loved playing, like just being young and playing like pickup football and like at a park and like just tackling each other. So it felt like that. And it gave you the opportunity to do everything like run, pass, or kick, saying the show's name here. But yeah, it was awesome. So that's how I got started. All kudos to my brother. Back to the hot dog guy.
The hot dog guy. So, you know, it's funny. You talk about, I mean, essentially what you're talking about is institutionalization of rugby. And on this show, we've talked about it a lot. And I'm particularly passionate about making sure that at some point, hopefully when we get an MLR team here in Chicago someday, that we'll begin to institutionalize rugby like it has been institutionalized there in Mount Carmel. I know at Brother Rice, it was for Malcolm May. It was institutionalized there. A couple other schools have it built in. Neuqua Valley is an excellent program. And it's all because at some level, the school allows, like Mark Carmel did, the rugby team to have a footprint in the school. And it allows kids to get exposed to the sport, which is wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know. Like, it's definitely I feel like around America, there's like a stigma around playing it. Like coaches are so controlling of the sport that a kid might have gone there to play. They can't there play football or baseball, basketball. Like, oh, you're not playing this sport. Like, you're only playing football. You're only playing basketball. But our football coaches encouraged it. Like, if you start playing it as a freshman, like, they encourage you to play it, and they saw the carryover onto the field and the football field. So I had a bunch of when I was there, I was lucky to play football as well. And I had a bunch of my buddies on the football team play rugby with me throughout the years. And it definitely, I thought it was very beneficial to, like, obviously both sports gave to each other, but rugby definitely helps with all the other sports as well. Vision, the physicality, it's all encompassing for sure.
Yeah. You know, it's funny for those who aren't around Chicago. Yeah. So people watching from Chicago, you'll be able to back up what I'm saying. I know Andrew will. Right. But people that don't know Chicago, like Mark Carmel, as one of the best football teams in the state perennially, year after year after year, state championship after state championship, yep. Right? And yep. Here's a school, you know, who is able to accomplish that. They allow their and encourage their players to play rugby, and yet it's done. You know, it enhances, I think, what those guys are able to do on the football field. So it's a great point that you make that coaches shouldn't be afraid of rugby. They should embrace.
Yeah. There were some coaches at Mount Carmel that. Football coaches that were like a little hesitant for it, but like I said, at the end of the day, the head coach encouraged it. Guys, other coaches encouraged it, and not even just rugby, but they wanted you to play multiple sports. I know a lot of times now, like I said, high school coaches they force kids to play only one sport. But I think some of the best athletes are obviously able to play like 2-3 sports. So yeah, it's definitely worth playing.
100%, and we're talking about the development of rugby and the growth of the sport here in the United States. We've been talking about Chicago, but I think it's important, you know, as we think about, you know, the USA Eagles. We know that a bid has been officially submitted for 2027, 2029 on the women's side, 2031. If we're going to make a go and get ourselves in that, you know, knockout round and knockout stage and be legitimate contenders, we have to develop that piece now, right? Definitely. And we have to have – and we've seen what it's done for a guy like Andrew, and we'll get into to what it's done for him. But we have to develop that now because that is the future, that institutionalization. So I want to talk a little bit about development. In the last year, many MLR teams have started development programs and academies to promote rugby in the area. Currently, Chicago does not have an MLR team, as I said. Hopefully that'll change. Run, pass, or kick, you came through a developmental track. But it was a little different from what these MLR teams have put out there. How do the two developmental pathways compare? The one that you experienced, you know, from Mount Carmel and then beyond to those MLR development pathways that are now being put out there by a guy like your teammate, David Fee. Feeks, Nick Feeks.
Yeah, so I'll run with that. So in terms of how it differs I'm not too sure on how like those academy teams work. Are you talking about like the high school teams, those pathway teams?
Yeah, high school academies and the youth development programs like the one Feeksy runs.
Oh yeah, okay, I got you. I'll run with it. Like I said, I think it. My journey was kind of like I said, kind of all over the place. So coming out of high school, I didn't know much about college rugby, right? So like I didn't know that there's dominant teams like a London Wood, like a Life, St. Mary's, Cal. I was very naive to all of that. So coming out of high school, I went to Notre Dame College. I had Jack Cushing had a relationship with my head coach, Jason Fox. And like I was blessed to get that opportunity to play college rugby there and get a scholarship while getting a good education. And I think it just differs from the way that you get a guy like Nick Feeks coaching high school kids early on. He's going to put the schemes and the mindset of an MLR player and just give them the knowledge that they need at a young age, which is huge because they don't develop bad habits going on to going into college or going into even further in their game. Because if you play, like I said, you play like Midwest rugby, you might not have not the best coaching, because every coach obviously gives their best ability, but you get blessed with those pathway teams. You're blessed with having a guy that is experienced at the highest level, and he's going to be able to give you that experience through the coaching, right? So he's going to, like I said, he's going to give you the schemes, give you the knowledge of the game that maybe a guy that's only played in the Midwest region his entire life doesn't have. So I think it differs in that way. Like you're lucky to have people that have played at the highest level teaching you to play the game. But I think the journey of going through like maybe a club side or a lower college side, you kind of have to develop things, not on your own, but you have to take more accountability into that. Because I know with Feeks, he's giving them like an MLR experience. They have team workouts, they have team practices like 3-4 times a week. And that's something that you might not be doing on your local club side or your local high school side. So it puts you in that professional environment at an early age that differs from playing in just like a regular club team. So I would say it's different in that way.
Absolutely. And it's obviously it's good to see those developmental programs moving forward in MLR cities. And as the league grows, we know that those developmental pathways will grow too. I want to touch upon your experience as a college player. You came through the Notre Dame college program, as you said, run, pass, or kick. How well did this program prepare you to play rugby at the next level?
Yeah, I'll run with that. So, like, it's Notre Dame College. It's very Jason Fox creates a great environment there where it's very player-driven. So I think it helped me develop leadership skills. And this, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, like this accountability of putting yourself into that professional environment with guys around you. So even on this level now, like everything's not handed to you. You still have to take care of things on your own time. And that's something that Jason Fox created at Notre Dame College, is that it was very player driven. So you knew what you had to get done and it was on you to get it done. And I think that mindset definitely carry over with me into MLR, because you're going to get your work done with the team, but it's all about doing the extra stuff, right? That's what's going to differentiate you from people. And that's something I learned at Notre Dame College. And I think that was the biggest preparation that going there gave me coming into the MLR. And obviously, and even at Notre Dame College, it's not like we started when I was first there as D1AA. And then my sophomore year, we went to D1A and we were in the Rugby East. We played teams like Navy, Army, Penn State, Kutztown, St. Bonaventure. So it's not we weren't playing Joe Schmoes, you know. So like we also played great competition, a lot of talent from those schools, and a lot of guys from those schools are also in the MLR now. So going there gave me the opportunity to play against good talent then, and prepared me to play at the next level, developing self accountability and being in an environment at Notre Dame College where it's very player driven, like I said. So I think those two aspects definitely helped me.
Yeah, and for the young players out there listening that want to aspire and become better and maybe even reach the MLR themselves, what they need to understand is the key point of what you said is you're responsible for doing the extras on your own. You know, right. that you know, obviously at your size, you've spent a few hours in the gym, right? And yeah, right. I mean, coaches didn't say you need to get in the gym. It was on you.
Yeah.
And okay. So yeah, for the young players listening, that's you've got to do the extras. You got to do the extra skill work, the extra, you know, lifting, the extra fitness work, the extra plyos, and all those extra things. And it, obviously, being in an environment like Notre Dame College and some of those teams, like you mentioned, you know, there's more of that, you know, group mentality where you go, hey, young guy, let's go with me,
and then provide you the facilities to do so, and like the necessary, like if you're going to the gym, they provide you access to the strength coach and you have your slotted time and all that stuff. So they give you the opportunity to take care of it. And it's in your hands at that point. What are you going to do with it? At the end of the day, you're going to get what you deserve, and whatever work you put in is what you deserve. So it's really on you. And I think that's the biggest thing to the younger guys is this self-accountability to get things done. And if you really want to do something, it's on you to do it.
100%. And another thing for those young guys, maybe in high school, that are looking to get into a college program, there are college programs where you can get some of your college paid for and offset, like Notre Dame College. But there are a lot of other ones that are cropping up. I know Marion College, just north of Indy, has developed a program, and Illinois Central Community College has a really nice program, aside from the Lindenwoods and Life's and et cetera. So, you know, take responsibility, find your pathway like Andrew did, and you'll get to the pinnacle. So let's move forward talking about, not quite pinnacle, but certainly one of the steps in that process. The second annual MLR draft was just announced for August 19th. You were obviously one of the draftees in the first ever MLR draft last June, about a year ago. Run, pass, or kick, what was it like to be drafted 10th overall in the 2020 MLR draft?
Yeah, I'll run with that. So obviously it was a huge honor. Going into it, I was very nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to get selected at all. I didn't have any prior knowledge to it. When everyone else found out, I found out by seeing my name on the screen. And then I talked to Fitz afterwards and Nate afterwards. So it was a huge honor, obviously. So to be selected with so many great players in America and in that draft, it was a huge honor. And I knew at that time you kind of have like a couple days to really enjoy it, and then like reality hits you and you're like, all right, well, now we're here, now you gotta get to work and get it going. But when it first happened, I was very nervous, obviously, going into it. I'm sure every single person was, but just very honored to be selected. And I just thank Nola for giving me the chance and the opportunity to play and to come here, and I've loved it so far. So I'm honored, and I'm so happy where I'm at.
Cool. So let me ask you this, not a run, pass, or kick. I just think fans might be interested. You talked about your brother, Anthony. Were you at home with your family watching the draft as it was unfolding?
So I was at home with my family and some of my close friends. We watched it on TV live, and we're all sitting there nervous. And like, I told them, I was like, all right, if it's going to happen, it's going to be Nola probably around their second pick, the 10th pick, because Nock got picked first, obviously. So I was like, all right, that's going to be the one, and thank God it happened. So I was nervous. It was either a boom or bust that night.
Well, fortunately for you, fortunately for Nola, fortunately for Nola fans, it was a boom for sure. Yep. So we're excited to have you. And it's kind of weird because, and I think it's going to even be more so this August, in that, you know, you had an opportunity to play an entire season just about, right? Leading up to the draft?
Yes.
Or did it cut short?
No, I played, we played, like at Notre Dame College, we played all of our fall 15 games, or all of our 15 games in the fall. So we played a full 15 season. And what got cut short was our seventh season.
Gotcha. So I mean, it's going to be a little bit different because not all teams played this year in 15s, or at least got a full slate of games in. So it'll be interesting to see how some of these players that enter the draft stack up against one another.
I know some teams are doing like pro days or whatnot, having people come out and try out. So I'm sure that'll be huge for team selecting, but yeah, I'm sure it's going to be difficult, right? Because there's not a lot of film to go off of, film.
Right, exactly. So it should be really interesting. All right, we're going to have one more question here before we get to the quick tap. So run, pass, or kick, having been through the draft experience that we just talked about, is there anything you would like to see changed about the process for this year or perhaps, you know, years after?
Yeah, I'll run with that. I thought the process, I thought it was set up very well in terms of, it was a smooth transition in terms of signing up and then talking to teams. You put all your info in there and you talk to various GMs that are interested in you or various coaches that are interested in you. In terms of things that could be changed, I really don't know. I think it'd be cool if they had like a combine or something like that before the draft to give guys that maybe, because I know here's a big thing, I guess that'd be, I think having a combine or like maybe like a camp so they could scrimmage each other would be huge for guys that are on teams that don't have camera equipment to film their games. Because obviously that was one of the biggest things, is just having the ability to put clips together. I know a lot of guys that I've spoke to, like friends I went to other schools, they don't even have none of their games are filmed. So they don't even have the ability to put together clips and show people that they can play. Because obviously rugby in America is not broadcasted nationally, at least college rugby isn't. And if they are, it's a very few games. So I think a cool thing would be if they had like kind of like an All-American camp where guys that are in the draft, they kind of get selected to go to this camp and showcase themselves, maybe like combine-wise and maybe like a little scrimmage or something like that. I think that would be huge for guys that really don't have the opportunity to provide film and like show themselves in a game situation. It's one thing to run a 40-yard dash, but it's another thing to actually be playing rugby, so. I think that would be huge for guys that are at schools that don't have that ability.
Yeah, and I two great points there. Number one, the idea is awesome. How great would it be to do, you know, even to cut the travel like an East versus West? So you have an East camp, you have a West camp. The East camp assembles, make the travel a little bit easier. You cut down your group down to, you know, 25 or 30 guys, and then those guys travel to play, you know, centrally located Western group. And you know, you have your developmental class or something.
Yeah, that'd be real cool.
So, and that way, college guys wouldn't have to spend so much money traveling across the country. The other thing that you mentioned there that was really I think a great point is, you know, teams want to see a full game, right? So again, for guys that are developing, you know, it's one thing as you said to run a 40, but it's entirely different to play 80 minutes of rugby.
Yeah,
and so teams want to see a full game, not just highlights. I mean, highlights are good, but they want to see a full game. So, you know, for young developing players, guys that are just starting college, see if you can get that tape going, like Andrew said, so that you have something to put out.
Yeah, I think that'd be my biggest advice to some of those guys is, like, if you don't have the camera equipment, like, maybe start a GoFundMe or something. Put your own money out there to film it because it goes a long way. If you put that in front of a GM and they're like, oh, this guy can play, I mean, that's life-changing for you. So I think it goes a long way. And for, like, the coaches to provide that for their teams. Like I said, at Notre Dame College, our coach, Jason Fox, made sure every single game was filmed, whether it was A-side, B-side, C-side. It didn't matter where it was or what game it was. He made sure every game was filmed. So, I mean, that was huge. That was huge for – definitely for me going into the draft and obviously for all the other draftees, just being able to show that they can play.
Absolutely. All right, we're gonna go ahead and pay a little bills here, and I want to talk about Tighthead Brewing Company at Chicago's premier location to watch rugby and enjoy quality ales and lagers for all seasons. Located in Mundelein, Illinois, in the heart of Lake County, owner Brewster and the Tighthead staff will ensure you are kept well hydrated so you don't miss a single scrum. Tighthead's Tap Room is like the familiar rugby clubhouse in which friends and families can meet, socialize, and enjoy the action of every Major League Rugby Derby that will electrify the 2021 season. The watch parties will happen every week throughout the season up to the Major League Rugby final on August 1st. Hey, Chicago, when you want rugby, Tighthead Brewing Company will satisfy your thirst. Tighthead, it's worth more than a try. All right, thanks for bearing with us there, Andrew, and keeping the lights on.
It was a great week, read.
Well, I appreciate it. My wife makes fun of my voice, but hopefully I come through okay. So we're going to move to the quick tap. I'm going to give you two choices. You just indicate which one you prefer. You can explain, not explain, totally up to you. But it's just something to have a little fun. And we're going to start right here in Sweet Home Chicago. Sears Tower or Willis Tower?
Sears Tower.
All right. That's my man. Go to your roots.
Yeah, without a doubt. Don't care about the name change. It doesn't matter.
That's right. For folks not from Chicago, if you want to be from Chicago or at least pretend, it's called the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball. I think I know the answer to this one, but, you know, for the, again, people from Chicago, we got to play to those people too. Cubs or Sox?
Sox all day. Southside, baby.
Yep. I knew that was coming. All right. Chicago summer scene. So a lot of folks that aren't from Chicago, they think, you know, why would you go to vacation Chicago? Chicago is freaking lights out during the summer. You know that, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Chicago summer scene. Wrigleyville on game day, even though you're a Sox fan, let's say they're playing the Cubs in the Crosstown Classic. All right. Wrigleyville on game day or Lollapalooza?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll go Lollapalooza.
Okay.
I've been there a couple of times throughout high school, and it was a great time. Like, super cool place, and I think one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that was amazing. So,
whoa.
Yeah,
that must have been incredible.
Yeah, it was insane. It was.
Was it you and Anthony? Anthony, go with you on that one.
Yeah, he was there. He was there, and then a bunch of my buddies too. It was a good time. It's always a good time at Lollapalooza.
Awesome. All right. Now here we're getting away from Chicago a little bit. Better contribution to a game during a game. Would you prefer the critical jackal or the try assist?
Oh, the jackal all day.
Spoken like a true Lucy, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Finally, better hype man, Coach O or Ryan Fitz?
Oh, Ryan Fitz. Absolutely. You want me to GM in the league that cares more about a team than that guy? That dude puts his heart and soul into Noah Golden. He's definitely, he could be your best hype man for sure. That dude loves Noah Golden. He loves the guys here.
Yeah, I was, as of the taping of the show, you guys just played Oh Glory. And all I know is I think Coach O was up in the booth where most coaches are so they can get the bird's eye view. But I caught a glimpse of Fitz on the sideline just going crazy. I mean, he was like, hey, Coach, GM, put some shorts on and get your ass out there or something and go do something. Don't play around a little bit.
Yeah. Nate's a little more reserved compared to Fitz. Fitz is always getting the boys going all wild up. So, yeah, Fitz, that's more Fitz's alley for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to hit the NOLA stride here a little bit. So let's pretend it's a bye weekend night. So you're in the middle of you just started your bye week. Nothing to worry about. You got training later in the week, but you know, it's not, you know, you can kind of kick up your heels a little bit. So imagine bye weekend night in NOLA, run, pass, or kick. Who are the five people that you're going out with in your posse, and what kind of car are you rolling in?
We'll go with, let's say I'll pick Dino Waldron. He'll drive us in his F-150, and then and there I'll go with Eric Howard, Malcolm May, Ross Stepperschmidt, and let me think. Who would be the last one? We'll throw Holden in there. Holden Younger. He's always a good time. We'll toss him in there.
So man, you got a bunch of beef in there, first of all. Let me just say that. I mean, there's some dudes that put the weights on and stack them up and hit them hard, right? I mean, got like the muscle hamster. I mean, how can you go wrong bringing him with? And it seems to me, you know, you bring Holden with you and the mouth of the South might get those boys into a bit of kerfuffle every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Greg Heck will start talking some crap and then he'll back up and let the boys handle it.
Yeah, well, that's a scrum half. So, all right, let's get serious about NOLA. The Gold are currently fighting to get into a playoff spot in the East. It's very tight in the East. The last six matches are on the road, and the team will be missing as many as six players, including yourself, due to international call-ups, run, pass, or kick. How much have these two issues been on the minds of the boys in the locker room?
Yeah, I'll run with that. So I think it hasn't been on our mind. Obviously, it's there. Like, we know that's happening, but we take it week by week, right? And especially in the situation we're in, we're going to have to win out every week. So every game from now on is a playoff rugby game for us. So we take it week by week. We'll handle that stuff when we get there, and we'll think about that when we get there, because at the end of the day, it won't matter if we don't take care of business every week. So, I don't think it's on people's minds. Like, I know personally, I think the next game, right? And we'll handle that problem when we get there. And obviously, when we get to that point where we're missing guys, without a doubt in my mind, there will be boys that will step up and fill those shoes, without a doubt in my mind. So we haven't been thinking about that.
Boy, if I were to ask Coach O the same question, I'm pretty sure I'd get the exact same answer. But that's awesome to hear, especially for Gold fans, because I know there's a bit of chatter about it. As we approach July.
No, we got a tough team, you know. So, like, the boys are mentally tough, and like, we'll take any challenge on. Like, you saw this weekend, what a gritty win from NOLA, and guys were dropping left and right, and people stepped up, and they it was unbelievable. So, like, we have the team that can handle that problem for sure. So it's not even we're not even thinking about that.
Yeah, and you had the week off as of the taping of this interview. You got the weekend off, which is probably kind of nice because you've been rolling pretty hard. And in steps a guy like Malcolm May, right? I mean, who's freaking as tough a nut as you can find out there.
That was awesome. Right? Yeah, they put in a huge shift. And even Devin Short put in a huge shift. He's awesome. Like, those guys played lights out. The whole forward pack played lights out defense the entire weekend. And, the backs obviously did their thing and balled out. So, yeah, what a shift from the boys. And they had a great game.
Absolutely. And I was talking about the fans down there in NOLA. For people that watch the show consistently, they know I went down there early in the season and just had an absolute blast. And, Jared Cusimano, Jared, he's the ticket guy down there in New Orleans. And I was at a player party there for Charlie on Sunday. And Jared corners me and he says, "Hey man, what was the best party experience?" And I'm tearing up, man. I mean, I don't tear up much, but I'm tearing up and I'm like, it's the people.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I mean it's the people, Dan Falcon and Sheila Falcon and my guy Dougie and of course Benji and those guys were just so down to earth and so welcoming. Yeah. I'm gonna show them some love here with this question. Crowds are returning to the MLR stadiums in week 11 at a gold mine, played host to Rugby ATL in a thrilling 8-7 loss. Run, pass, or kick, how much did the boys feed off the crowd on that
day? Oh, yeah, I'll run with that. Yeah, I think we're the best fans of MLR, like without a doubt in my mind. Like that place was packed under the lights and it was rocking. When they went for that kick to take the lead, I've never heard the place so loud. It was awesome. I'm like, oh, this guy might miss this. It's going nuts here. But oh, the boys feed off it 100%. Like you saw that game, it was like it was a battle through and through from the first minute to the 80th minute. And I think they give us that extra edge. Like you talk about the being in that environment, just the adrenaline's gone. You don't even think about the pain or think about being tired. Like you just, they give you that extra boost. And I think all kudos to our fans. We're the best fans in the league. And they, like you said, it's not even just them going to the games, but it's like having that gold. Facebook group and their constant support. I know this past weekend when the boys got back from the airport that there were fans at the stadium cheering them in. It's almost like you said, it's the people here that are so special and they create a family environment. It doesn't feel like it wouldn't be your like typical professional sports environment. I think they do a great job of bringing the aspects of like a club rugby team in, where you build relationships with people, you have a great bond with people, and their supporters are awesome as well. You're going to create a relationship with them as well, and I think that separates us from everywhere else, and I think that separates our fans from everybody else as well.
Yeah, and again, shout out to Sheila Falcon, who organized that trip over there to the airport to welcome you guys back home from Washington, D.C. She's an amazing lady. Her husband, Dan, does amazing stuff for the crew and club rugby down there. So kudos to all those fans, man. They were awesome people. And I can't wait to get my next experience down there in the Crescent City.
Oh, yeah. You're always welcomed.
I can't wait, man. All right, let's move forward and talk about what I think is on the minds as of when this will actually go to broadcast, the U.S. Eagles. And so run, pass, or kick, how do you find out, or how did you find out that you would be called up for the Eagles 30-man roster?
Yeah, so I'll run with that. I found out through – I'm sure how every other player found out through an email. So it wasn't like nothing super crazy, but obviously that was a crazy step in the journey. Right. So it's happened so fast. Like I've only played in like 9 MLR games so far. And for it to happen this quick, like it was above anything I ever could imagine. But I found out through an email maybe like a week and a half ago at like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm sitting on the couch watching, so Ross is from Dallas. We're watching the Mavericks playoff basketball game. And I got the email. I was like, holy crap. And it was so random, but like, obviously I was ecstatic, but yeah, that's how I found out.
Dude, you must've been buzzing. I mean, you probably couldn't even go to sleep that night, right?
No. Yeah. It made things feel like it was all worth it, you know, all along the whole journey. But like I said, this is only the beginning. So,
Absolutely. And we can't wait to see in action over in the UK. And you know, we'll be itching to watch you get your first cap, brother. It's going to be a true treat for all of us NOLA fans, particularly fans of rugby here in Chicago. All right. So on that note, tour of the UK, run past your kick. What are you hoping to get out of that experience?
Yeah, I'm wrong with that. So I think it's been an unreal experience in terms of gaining rugby knowledge from the guys that are going to be there. I think is the biggest takeaway. And obviously, we're going to go there and compete our butts off, and like we're going for the win. Like we talk with the boys, like we change that mindset of just surviving out there, but we want to thrive as well. And I think I've never been to Europe in my life, so obviously being there is going to be awesome. Just to travel around a little bit. But I think just gaining rugby knowledge from the guys on the team and creating relationships with guys that have been playing there for a long time is going to be the best part. And like a guy like Cam Dolan on our team, I've learned so much from the guy already. And just to meet other like-minded people like him, I think is going to be huge. So I'm looking forward to creating relationships with all those guys and gaining knowledge from them as well.
Absolutely. Probably one of the things you learned was, you know, that when the official says or the sir says the ball's out, you can actually pick it up and dot down a try, right?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a veteran move right there.
Oh, 100%, man, 100%. So talking about some of the guys in your team that are going to be traveling to the UK, we've got some young blood. We've got some vets. So here lies the question, run past your kick. Who are you looking most forward to touring with? Seasoned vets like Cam Dolan or young guns like Connor Mooningham?
Yeah, I'll run with that. I think guys – actually, no, hold on. Can I pass that? Can we cut that question?
Yeah. Or you can kick it if you want to kick it. It's up to you.
I can kick it to you.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Well, I don't know how you'd answer, but if I'm you, I'd answer both. I'd spend some time with the vets, kind of getting an understanding of how they approach, the lead up to those test matches, how they approach preparing themselves for those test matches, because they've been there before. Even some newer, fresher guys like Chance Wangaluski, one of my guys from LU, of course, plays for ATL. But then you want to share that new experience with some of the young guns that you're, blooding yourself as an eagle with, right? Guys like Mooningham, guys like Baska, right? So that you get a little of that experience too. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you play your cards right, if you guys play your cards right, you'll be the seasoned vets and you'll be able to look back on that experience having shared it together with some of those young guys.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. So, and that might take some thought, maybe in the play right over, think about, where do I, and when do I want to spend some of my time with each group of guys so I can make the most out of this experience. Cause it's kind of a short time, I mean, you don't have that much time to really spend there. But there for 2 weeks, is that right? 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah. 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 So yeah, absolutely. I think that was a great answer.
All right. So, we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, and hopefully the Eagles come out with a positive result in both places. And as we talk about those places, in which stadium, run past or kick, in which stadium would you rather earn your first cap, Twickers or Aviva there in Dublin?
I'm gonna pass on that one.
All right.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
You don't want to create any bad juju. I get it. You'll take whatever you can take, whatever good Lord will give you. Yeah. I understand that. All right. I appreciate that. All right. So we're approaching the last question, Andrew. And again, I can't say enough how much I've enjoyed spending a little time talking rugby with you. I'm almost glad that my two partners were tied up with some family things going on tonight and that I could have you all to myself, because I've really enjoyed this. And as a goal guy, I don't have to worry about those Rooney turds, interrupting our mojo, right? before we get to that last question, think about who you might want to throw a shout out to, family, friends, or whatever. Or, you know, if you want to plug something that's important to you that you've been working on, you can do that too. So that'll come after this question. So let's get to that final question. I'm not asking you to close your eyes, but you're welcome to here. But I'm going to set a scene for you. Imagine you've just finished your first official match as a USA Eagle. You are now have earned your full cap. And the final hooter is sounded. 80 minutes are over. You're completely exhausted, but you're thoroughly satisfied with that experience. CJ Stander from Ireland approaches you and he wants to swap jerseys. Run, pass, or kick. Do you swap your first test shirt?
I'll run with that. No, there's no chance. There's no chance I give away that jersey. No chance in hell. I would frame it and it would be with me for the rest of my life. There's no way I'd give it away.
All right. I hear you. I absolutely hear you. Yeah. I think our friend, our mutual friend, Dave Fee, finally, after like 20 some years, he had his shirts packed away. Some he traded, some he kept. He has his first test shirt, like just recently built out his basement. And finally, his first test shirt has gone up on the wall. So along with this cap.
No, it's something that'd be super cool to have with you for the rest of your life. So yeah, I don't think I would give it away. Trade a little man cave with it.
There you go. 100%. And hopefully you'll have other things that you can decorate your basement later on down the road in your career with. So, you know, once again, sincerely appreciate you joining the show, the Rugby Rant and our Run, Pass, or Kick. Andrew, is there anybody you'd like to throw a shout out to or plug something that's near and dear to your heart? Have a go. This is your opportunity to say it.
Yeah, so I think I just like to shout out like all my family, friends, and previous teammates. I think compared to a lot of guys, I have an overwhelming amount of support from all those people, like my family, friends, and teammates from back home. Like it's unbelievable, and that's really who I love to play for. When I get those messages from guys being like that, I haven't played with or talked to in like maybe like 2 or 3 years, and they're messaging me saying like, oh, "I'm so proud of everything you've been doing. Like, been keeping an eye on what you're doing, and stuff like that." I mean, that means the world to me. And obviously, my family and friends are always there for me. They support me through and through. I think I've had for every single home game, I've had at least one family member or one friend come to it and come to support. So, I mean, that speaks volumes to the support that they give me. So, I anybody that supports me, I love it like thoroughly. And it just means a lot to me. It gives me something extra to play for, and it makes you feel special. That gives some meaning to what you're doing, and just some extra motivation that you're serving a good purpose and you're doing things that people might take inspiration to. And it means the world to me to get that support. So yeah, my family, friends, and any teammates I've ever had, wouldn't be here in the situation without them, and that would mean the world to me.
All right. Well, you certainly you know. The humility that you've shown here just gives me a greater appreciation for you, not only as a person, but as a player. And we're the Gold are so blessed to have you on their roster. I know the US Eagles will be as well. And I can speak for the Chicago rugby community in saying we're with you 100% of the way. Whatever you're doing in the future, we're with you right there at your side. To help you push along your career, and we're happy that you represent us so well. So thank you so much for enjoying us, and for the folks that are watching the Rugby Rant, the Run, Pass, or Kick. You know, you can catch us on the Rugby Network with our regular rant episodes. We, of course, are available on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're available on Apple, the podcast. We're available on Spotify, so you can get our regular episodes, our Run, Pass, or Kick, like the one we hear with Andrew Gara. Every week, you can catch us on your favorite platform. Don't miss an episode. Throw us a like. Share us out there. Show us a little love. We certainly appreciate it. And we appreciate Andrew for all that you've done. Thank you so much, my man, for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, it was a great time. And I thank you for reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to expose myself a little bit. It means a lot.
Absolutely. And you're welcome back anytime. And I'm sure I'll be reaching out to you. And let me just say, good luck in July. Good luck for the rest of the season with the gold. You didn't pass or kick very much. Just like you are in the field, you basically ran that monster up.
I don't think you want me kicking a lot.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Andrew. Good luck, my friend. And we'll see everybody at the next.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.